Hello again, you're listening to the news at 1. South Africa is preparing its hospitals for more admissions as the Omicron variant of COVID-19 pushes the country into a fourth wave of infection, according to President Cyril Ramaphosa. Omicron, he said, appears to be dominating new infections in most provinces in South Africa. Vaccines could be less effective against Omicron, according to one of the creators of the AstraZeneca vaccine. Professor Dame Sarah Gilbert said people should be cautious until more is known about it. Martin McKee is Professor of European Public Health at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. He's been telling me what we know so far about Omicron.
So we have information from two broad areas. One is that we know a great deal about the genetic sequence of the new variant, and that allows us to identify mutations that really, unfortunately, hit all of the key points that we would be worried about. Those mutations on their own would make it more transmissible, they would make it more likely to spread to other people, and they would evade both the antibody-mediated immune system, that's the one that is active in post-vaccination and infection, and the innate immune system. However, what we don't know is what happens when you put all of those together in the actual virus. The second strand of evidence relates to the epidemiology in South Africa, where it is clearly increasing very rapidly with a much shorter doubling time than previous variants, and it's spreading rapidly throughout all of South Africa, but also now to other countries, and that's particularly worrying too.
So it's becoming the dominant strain then in South Africa and elsewhere in Southern Africa. Will it the dominant strain here as well before too long?
We believe so. And of course, the challenge is that the population in Gauteng province in South Africa is not only atypical for South Africa because it's a very young population compared to some of the other provinces, but it's also a very young population compared to Europe. So we just don't know. We're also dealing, of course, with a much more highly vaccinated population in Europe. But everything we have at the minute, including the accounts of really quite explosive outbreaks in a number of places in Europe and elsewhere, lead us to believe that it could well do that. So again, another reason to be very concerned.
So what then is understood at this stage about the severity of this particular strain, the extent of illness that it can cause?
Well, first of all, I think that there's been a rather worrying focus on this, because even if a relatively small proportion of people get very seriously ill, if the numbers of cases are much higher, then the absolute number of people getting ill will be greater. But that said, we're really trying to get to grips with this because there seems to be a lot of reports in the media that this is a mild condition. Yet when we look in much more detail at what we're seeing from South Africa, we're not sure that that is the case. So there has been a big increase in admissions to hospital in Gauteng. Now, one of the reports that came out from one of the hospitals, the Steve Biko Academic Hospital, said that many of the people who were being admitted had other conditions and they just happened to have COVID. The difficulty with that is that given there was such a big increase in admissions, we need to know what else it is that's causing that. And it doesn't really add up at the minute. We're also hearing other cases which are being aired in the South African media, but are not getting so much attention elsewhere, that are increasing number of severe cases among very young children. Mm. So I think when you look in detail at what's happening in South Africa, this idea that it's a mild condition, I think really needs to be questioned, especially given that we would expect it to be mild anyway in a younger population. But there's enough areas for concern.
And I suppose the point about this is that this hope has fed a belief maybe that we're at the beginning of the end of the pandemic, because if this is a more transmittable variant of the virus but less deadly, then it becomes the dominant one, it eventually becomes a virus we can live with. You don't buy that yet?
No, I don't buy that at all, actually. And I think people are speculating on the basis of really difficult to know what. I think just blind optimism, to be perfectly honest. We have no reason to know that this will definitely become a milder disease. I mean, there are many other diseases throughout history that haven't done that. So I think that's just really clutching at straws, to be perfectly honest.
So we're back to vaccination and adapting existing vaccines or developing new vaccines that can be effective against Omicron.
Well, we hope so. And of course, we really do need to get the evidence as to whether the vaccination will protect people against serious illness. We do know that there are now lots of cases from Israel, from Norway, from elsewhere, of cases of infection in people who have had their booster. Of course, the boosters are really important for the Delta wave, which is what we're experiencing anyway. But there is some research coming out which actually raises some questions about our ability to develop further vaccines. I don't want to get into too much detail on that, but I certainly there are differing views about what we can do on that. So again, while it's quite likely that we will be able to do that, I don't think it's a foregone conclusion, and we should just be a bit cautious.
And that was Professor Martin McKee from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine.